welcoming Christ by welcoming others. In our reading from Hebrews 13, we heard, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were there with them in prison, and those who are ill-treated as if you yourself were suffering. Now, I wonder if you can remember when you felt truly welcomed, when you maybe visited a church or a new office, maybe you were just starting out at a new job, and it was, you know, your first day. You know that feeling of the newcomer that you get when you start a new job or you go into a church or a new place for the first time. You know what it feels like when people are just politely acknowledging you but not genuinely welcoming you? Especially if they apply for the same job and didn't get it. And this is applicable to our young people as well. First day in a new school, especially if you're getting transferred from another school to the school you just attending now, when all the little groups have all formed and solidified and you're treated with suspicion as an outsider. London is a very kind of transitory, is that the word I'm looking for? Very transient community. People come and go all the time. So I bet you get new neighbors all the time, especially since the Elizabeth Line, we've been getting newer and newer people moving into this area. How do we make them feel? I don't know about you, but I do. I like visiting other churches just to, when I'm not here, I try to go to other churches and try and do the same when you are not around as well. Just don't say, well, until I get back to Plumstead, I'm not going to church, you know. Anywhere we are, Christians anywhere are our brothers and sisters. But I don't know about you, but there are some times where, you know, I go to even a new church and nobody is like, you go in and you go out. No one even smiles at you or acknowledge you. How do you feel when that happens? Or if it's your first day at your new job and no one says anything to you, how would that make you feel? I'm sure many of us have got experiences like that, and we remember them because welcome matters. Many of us will remember moments and spaces where we felt invisible, where no one seemed to have noticed us, when we felt like an outsider interrupting the little groups or pockets of groups that had already formed. In our reading from Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews began with a simple instruction. It says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. Because we're prone to forget. Do not forget. The writer says, assumes the hospitality, and it's true, I mean, he's just saying hospitality is a natural part of the Christian life. And he knows because of our humanity how easily distracted we are. Someone new walks in now, but your mind is on the next England game. So you're distracted. Or you're thinking of the dinner this afternoon or something. The stranger, the newcomer, the lonely person, the person sitting quietly by themselves in those social gatherings, the neighbor that you could tell is like a fish out of water in your new community. Do not forget to show hospitality to them. Because welcoming people is not simply good manners. It is part of what it means to follow Jesus. I'll tell you a little story. Even though I was born, I'm what you call a cradle Anglican, but like many of us, I left the Anglican church as a teenager and went everywhere else. For many years. And then at a point when I was living in Wellington, I decided to visit this church that was very close to where I lived then in Wellington. I didn't know the service time, so the service had finished when maybe I've told this story before and I'm only just repeating it. The service had finished, but there was a lovely lady by the door, a side person. All smiles, they were having tea, coffee, and she literally almost dragged me in. Oh, come join us. I'm like, tea, coffee, and, introduced me to a few people. I didn't listen to the sermon. I didn't listen to the lovely music, even though all those things were great. I just thought to myself, it doesn't matter what they're selling in this church, I'm joining it because of that lady. I ended up becoming the church warden in that church, and I ended up getting the call into ministry from that church. Just someone standing by the door, welcoming me in a way I hadn't been welcomed before in any of the other churches I've been going. And if I recall, even at that time, I hadn't been going to church for a while, believe it. I had not been going to church for a while. Because, of some reasons. But someone welcoming a stranger set the path to my journey of ministry in a sense. Do not forget to welcome strangers. In his book, God is Stranger, the writer Krish Kandia asks a fascinating question. He suggests that many of us have become very comfortable with one picture of God. God as the majestic king seated on the throne, surrounded by power and glory, and we've sang about that this morning. And of course, that picture is true. But Kandia asks whether we have left enough room for another biblical picture. And that picture he was talking about was the picture of God who disguises himself as a stranger. He asks a question in that book. He said, what if the person we are tempted to overlook is precisely the person through whom God wants to speak to us? This may sound surprising, but when you start reading scriptures, you notice it happens again and again and again. God disguising himself as a stranger. Abraham, we're told, welcomed three strangers. In the book of Genesis, we were told he welcomed three strangers and discovered God through them. The same thing, Abraham's nephew Lot welcomed some strangers, not realizing they were angels. Remember the disciples on the road to Emmaus, who were lost in thoughts, agonizing over the death of their Lord and Master, Jesus. And there was a stranger beside them, and they dragged him to the conversation, not realizing it was the Lord Jesus himself. The Bible is full of moments when God shows up in unexpected people and unexpected places. God shows up in many unexpected people and unexpected places. Don't let us kid ourselves. God is not restricted to this building we call church. The writer of Hebrews says, people have entertained angels without knowing it. And the point is not that every stranger is a secret angel, but the point is that we never know what God may be doing through people we meet. We never know whose life we might touch. We never know how God might use a simple act of kindness. And then Jesus takes the idea further when he says in Matthew chapter 10 that Nifemi read to us, that whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Just pause for a moment. Think about that. Jesus identifies himself so closely with his people that, with the people that we welcome. When we welcome people, not just welcome people in church, I hope you get what I mean. When we show hospitality and welcome to others, especially those that seem overlooked, we are in a space and there's someone just like on the fringes, maybe having a bad day or feel like they don't fit in that setting. And you can expand that more and more in your thought. The person standing in front of us is never just a visitor or just a new person. They're never just a stranger. They're never just another face in the crowd. Every person is someone loved by God. Every person carries the image of God. Every person matters to Christ. Jesus tells us in that reading, if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, that person will not lose his reward. Just a cup. Because for you to give someone a cup of cold water, you stop, isn't it? You stop, you acknowledge them. And that's the principle here. Because of our fallen humanity, we are naturally self-obsessed, self-absorbed. You think about just your... if you don't believe what I'm saying, just look at babies when they're just growing. You're naturally selfish. But we're meant to grow out of this to begin to think of others. And don't wait. We are being encouraged not to wait till you've got millions in the bank. A cup of cold water, not a grand gesture, not a grand act, not a large donation, something, small acts of kindness. The kingdom of God, in God's kingdom, small acts matter. Just pausing to acknowledge someone else. Sometimes we think that it's got to be something extraordinary. But more often than not, faithfulness looks wonderfully ordinary. A welcoming smile. I've told maybe this story before of someone who sadly killed themselves. And in the suicide notes, she wrote this lady, so no one, I mean, she lived by herself, young lady in her 20s. Of course, you could argue that maybe there are some other issues going on there. But she said she's going to do this, and it's going to take like a 20-minute walk to the bridge where she was going to jump into that river. And she said, I would not do that if anyone, for this next 20, 25 minutes, I can't remember the precise time now, if anyone stops to acknowledge me, maybe smile or, just say hello or something. And you know what that could be in a city like London. And of course, no one. I'm not saying what she did was right. Don't let us get this wrong. But you can imagine how something simple like just being acknowledged could have been our salvation. We don't know what people are going through. And personally, I've been blown away by how just having simple conversations with people can change a lot sometimes. The kingdom of God grows through thousands of ordinary acts of love. A cup of cold water. That's what Jesus said. Just a cup. I mean, it shows you how basic some of these things we're talking about. There's a church I heard about here in London, in South London, where they were not getting visitors. I mean, they were getting lots of visitors, but people come and never return. And so, in these days of data, I don't know what the data analysts call it, but they did like a polling, survey. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Yes. So they asked some newcomers for honest feedback. Beautiful building they had. And people said, talked about how beautiful the building, how beautiful the worship, the sermon, fantastic. But one visitor said, I came in as a stranger and I left as a stranger. And I could have written this about some churches I do visit as well. I came in as a stranger and I left as a stranger. No one said anything to them. And by taking that statement, they were able to kind of reconfigure their nature of welcome. People often encounter Christ not just through what is preached from the pulpit. Trust me. In fact, most of the time, it's not through what we say here. It's through our little act of love and care. Anybody can say anything. You know that. Am I lying here? No? People. By these shall men know you are my disciples. By what? Your love for one another. That's what Jesus tells us. It's not just what we say. It's not just through our creed. Our deeds are powerful. Long after people forget the sermon title and content, they often remember the way they were treated. The American poet Maya Angelou famously said, "People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. People will never forget how you made them feel. They will forget, what you said. They will forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel." And I think there's a great wisdom in that statement. The early church understood that well. And one of the reasons why Christianity spread so rapidly across the world was because Christians became known for caring. They cared for the sick, they cared for the widows, they cared for abandoned children, they cared for strangers. Many of the hospitals that, you know, and schools and charities that we celebrate or that we take for granted today have Christian roots. Christian taking seriously the call to love their neighbors. The church has always been strongest when it opens its door, open its hands, open its heart, and open its treasury. Did I just say that? To love their neighbors. Hospitality is far more than we saying we love people, but it's acting that in the way we show care. It's about seeing people. It's about really seeing them, refusing to let people feel invincible. It's about creating a space where people feel valued, known, and loved. And I really hope that in this church you all feel valued, cared for, and loved. Because if it's just about the music and the sermons and all those things, then we're failing you. But my hope is that you feel cared for, you feel loved, you feel valued. And out of the abundance you've received, you can also give. You can also give care, value, and love to others. I want you to pray a prayer this morning. And the prayer is that, "Lord, help me notice people the way you notice people. Lord, help me notice people the way you notice people." If you don't know what I'm saying, remember that story of Zacchaeus in the Bible? That very short man, the tax collector that everybody hated. Some people hated him for his height. Some people hated him for his job. Some people hated him for his manners. But to Jesus, he was valuable. Jesus noticed him. Remember the story of the woman by the well? The one that society hated and treated as an outcast. She was a Samaritan. The Jews hated the Samaritans. She had had 5 husbands. Many people thought she was morally bankrupt. But to Jesus, she was valuable. She chatted with her. No other record of anyone in the Gospels of Jesus interacting with was as long as that woman. Lord, help me notice people the way you notice people. Before any of us ever welcomed Christ, Christ welcomed us. We were all strangers to God's grace, yet God opened his arms. He invited us to his family. He gave us a place in his table. And now he invites us to extend the same love and welcome to others. So it's my prayer this morning that we will become the kind of church and the kind of people where people encounter more than friendliness and just people saying they love them without really meaning it. I pray that our care for one another will be genuine, our seeing one another will be genuine, and our extending welcome and value to other people will be genuine. I pray that our words, action, our homes, our fellowship will point people to God, the Lord God who welcomes sinners, embraces strangers, and calls all people into his family. Amen.